With this spotlight on the arts, for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough.
Yes, it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me.
That's guitarist and vocalist Alan Harris. He and his band will perform a concert this Friday night, February 15th at 7:30 p.m. in Riceland Hall of the Fowler Center here on the campus of Arkansas State University in Jonesboro. I recently had the opportunity to visit with Mr. Harris by phone. Most of his songs that he performs are from the Great American Songbook. He talked about the appeal of those songs, both to him as a musician and to audiences.
One thing I notice is, as an artist, a vocalist and guitarist, those songs just seem eternal. Why? Because a lot of the composers, Jerome Kearns, the Porters, Ellington, they were men of letters, people of letters. You know, they read the classics. They had a very liberal upbringing. And they projected that in their songwriting ability. So if you really cut your teeth on those songs, it gave you such a wonderful head start in the performance arena as far as the vocals is concerned. Because you learned how to phrase, you learn how to sing a melody. Above all, you learn how to interact with your fellow musicians, because just the chordal structure that some of these incredible composers were able to put down on paper just helped you grow.
Now, you're doubly talented, both a great vocalist and a wonderful guitarist. Who are some of your musical influences, both in your singing and in your guitar playing?
Oh, man. My singing, I mean, it starts with Louis Armstrong, Bing Crosby, Tony Bennett, Frank, of course, Nat King Cole, Billy Eckstine. I mean, the list goes on and on of all of the great purveyors of ballads and torch songs. My guitar work, it varies. You know, it's from George Benson to Jimi Hendrix to Charlie Christian. And anything that I really could glean from and learn and grow as an artist, I tried not to mimic, but just to learn from what they were laying down. And it's been a godsend, really.
You mentioned some guitarists there that you wouldn't necessarily mention with the vocalist. You mentioned that you're a fan of Jimi Hendrix, but also of
yes.
Bing Crosby. Talk a little bit about melding those different styles together to create your own unique style.
Well, what I learned from them, since you mentioned, I mentioned Jimi Hendrix and I mentioned Bing Crosby, for instance, was each one of them put their own stamp on the songs that they penned, or the songs that they were projecting from composers of the day. And once you heard them sing, and once you heard them play, you immediately knew it was them. And I tried to follow in those footsteps. I'm not there yet, of course, and I wouldn't dare make my head that big that I'm on the level of a Tony Bennett or Nat Cole, or even a Jimi Hendrix or George Benson. But on that note, I've tried to forge my own sound, and that's taken me a while. I think of the past 5 years, I really have developed a sound that is becoming my own, like them.
Well, from hearing and featuring your music in the past here on KASU on our jazz music programs, I think you have carved out a unique niche where you bring in some of the more contemporary jazz guitar licks from someone like George Benson, but still have those vocal stylings of some of the vocalists from the past era, even before George Benson. So you're kind of doing a great job melding that, and I would certainly say that you have a very unique and recognizable style.
Well, thank you. I've been working on it, and I have to thank our audiences for that. You know, over the few years, really performing on different arenas around the world, you get to see what the audiences expect of you, and you also get to see what they don't expect out of you, because sometimes it can be trial and error. What you think is going to hit them, they definitely turn their back on you. They'll go, that doesn't sound like you. It's nice. You can do it well, but we really want to hear what you're about now, since you've offered it to us as of late.
Well, describe for our listeners the music that you'll be presenting on the program at the Fowler Center on February 15th, the style of the music, and also the makeup of the band with whom you'll be appearing.
Well, the band that I'm with are some really hot cats. I mean, they're young guys from New York, California, Florida, Connecticut, and all of them are graduates from Berkeley, New School, Manhattan School of Music. And they're really wonderful. And they bring to the table not just technical proficiency in what they do. They also bring that new sound because they're in the mix of the youth. You know, the new rhythms and the new recording mixes. They're bringing all that to my table, and they're coupling that with my old style. You know, they're keeping true to the songbook, of course, but they're bringing such a new sound to it. It's exciting for the artists just to watch these young guys with me and try how we take some of the standards and actually develop them into a more modern version of what they are people are used to hearing. I'm having fun with them.
Well, that's the wonderful thing about jazz music is you can take a melody that may be familiar to someone, but you'll play it in a way that the audience has never heard it quite that way before and may never hear it quite that exact same way again.
Isn't that something? I know that's the wonderful thing about this art form is it lends itself to improv, but also you have to have the right guys behind you who can go in that direction with you and vice versa, can take you in their direction without clashing so much in front of the audience.
Tell us a bit about the joy you receive as an artist appearing in front of a live audience and performing concerts like these. What does it mean to you when you get up on stage and have such a great crowd there that's interacting with you and enjoying your music?
It's a high that you can't. I mean, once you drink of that water, you have to go back to it. There's nothing more thrilling than an hour and a half, 2 hours on stage and watching people interact with you, and you build a bridge to them through this music, especially in our genre of jazz. The crowd that comes, they're so well read, and a lot of them have grown up with these songs. A lot of them have played these tunes, have records by people who first, you know, from Hartman and Coltrane back to Louis and Bessie Smith, even Doris Day. They have recordings of the originals of these composers, and it's exciting to watch them relive them through you when you're on stage, their mannerisms and the way they applaud and the way they accept the song. It's wonderful because each night is different and each crowd is.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful concert. We look forward to welcoming you here to Arkansas State University for the performance.
I can't wait to come.
A buzzer took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on a square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off his back, but that monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now, listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Baba, don't you blow your top."
Guitarist and vocalist Alan Harris and his band will perform this Friday night, February 15th at 7:30 p.m. in Riceland Hall of the Fowler Center here on the Arkansas State University campus in Jonesboro. Tickets are available through the ASU Central box office, and more information is at yourfowlercenter.com. With this Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right.